兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次来一同寻求主心意的机会。
Thanks the Lord, another chance for us to seek His will together.
我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
从永远到永远，你是神。
From forever to ever, you are the God.
你是那位真正的掌权者。
You are truly the one who is in power.
你也是那位创造者。
You are the creator.
你也是那位救赎者。
And you are the savior.
你也是那位成全一切的。
And you are the one who accomplished everything.
我们再一次把这个时间，把我们每一位交在你的手中。
And again, in this time, we put everyone into your hand.
求你向我们的心说话。
And please speak to our heart.
因为你是那位说话的神。
Because you are the speaking God.
你一直在说话。
You continuously speaking.
求你向我们的心说我们需要听的话。
And please speak into our heart so that we can hear.
求你开通我们心里的耳朵，心里的眼睛。
And open up our inner eyes and inner ears.
使我们不但能够听见你，也能看见你。
So that we not only hear you, but also see you.
求你在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
Please work on us with the hand that man cannot work on.
得着我们，照着你创造，照着你救赎，照着你的旨意来得着我们。
Gain us according to your will, according to your creation's plan.
使我们能够成为在你旨意中荣耀你名，能够见证你的器皿。
So that we can glorify in your name.
求你纪念这一点时间。
And may you remember this.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
阿门。好，我们读彼得前书第一章二十二节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
一直到第二章的第九节。
Until chapter 2, verse 9.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们蒙了重生。不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall.
唯有主的道是永存的。
But the word of the Lord stands forever.
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
And this is the word that was preached to you.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味。就必如此。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by man but chosen by God and precious to him.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献。神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
And a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall, they stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, and you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
在第五节，彼得提到灵宫。
Verse 5, it mentioned about the spiritual house.
也提到奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And it also mentioned about offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
当我在反复读这个彼得 前书前后书的时候，
When I keep on reading First Peter and Second Peter books,
我心里好像明白了一件事情。
I started to understand something.
彼得在他心里有一个特别的看见。
In Peter's heart, he has this scene.
这个看见呢，就是他看见的那个神将来成就的那个新耶路撒冷。
What he see is the future Jerusalem that God is going to build.
那个是个永远的灵宫。
And that is the eternal spiritual house.
而且他那个灵宫呢，对他来讲是实在的。
And that spiritual house is very practical to him.
所以有一个永远的神要成就的在那里。
So there is this eternal items that God wants to create.
然后他同时看见呢，在时间当中，神在建造这个永远的。
And at the same time, he see that in time, God is building, is continuously working on building this up.
我们是被建造的。
We are built.
我们是也是与他一同建造的。
And we are also built together with him.
哦，这是一个很特别的看见。
And this is a special vision that he see.
因为他对于神永远的旨意很清楚。
Because he's very clear about the eternal will of God.
所以呢，今天在时间当中，神所要做的呢，他就明白了。
So in time, what God is working on, he can understand.
所以对他来讲，这个地上的起起伏伏，是顺境是逆境，已经不是重要的事情。
So to him, whether it's a tribulation or in a good spirit, in a good conditions, it doesn't matter to him anymore.
重要的是神要成就什么。
And what is important to him is what God wants to accomplish.
彼得他是第一位，我想在实际上经历灵宫的这一位。
I believe Peter is the first person who actually experienced spiritual house.
我们从哪里可以知道呢？
How can we tell?
从这个《使徒行传》第十章。
From the book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章是犹太人跟外邦人合而为一。
Book of Acts, chapter 10, reveal that the Gentiles and the Jews had combined together.
彼得在这件事情成就以前，在他眼中的外邦人就是猪和狗。
Before this combination, in Peter's eyes, that the Gentiles are equal to dog and pigs.
在他眼中的外邦人是犹太人不能接受的。
In his eyes, Gentiles are rejected by Jews.
但是主在异象中向他启示，
but,
神已经洁净了。
But the Lord has revealed to Peter that God has purified the Gentiles.
神已经接纳的。
God has accepted them.
神说洁净，他就要 看为洁净。
What God has purified should be acceptable by Peter.
神已经悦纳了，主耶稣已经悦纳了，他就必须接受。
What Jesus Christ has accepted should be accepted by Peter.
所以呢，他就照着圣灵的引导，就去了这个哥尼流的家。
And therefore, according to the Holy Spirit's guidance, Peter went to Corinthian's house.
没想到他没讲多少的话，圣灵就大大的充满。
And not knowing that he just started talking, and the Holy Spirit filled the house.
这是第一次犹太人跟外邦人同在圣灵的敬拜。
And this is the first time that Gentiles and Jews are all together under the same Holy Spirit.
这是神永远的事情，永恒的旨意。在时间当中的成就。
This is Lord's eternal will accomplished in time.
我相信，在犹太人跟外邦人之间的问题。
I believe that there is this conflict between Jews and Gentiles.
今天还是存在。
And today continue existing.
啊，今天不只存在犹太人跟外邦人中间，就在所谓的外邦人之间，也很多这样的问题。
Not only existing between Jews and Gentiles, but even among Gentiles, there are conflicts.
但需要看见神成就了什么。
But we have to see what is God's eternal accomplishment.
神做什么。
What is God doing?
我们要照着神所成就的，神所做的，跟着他走。
We have to follow what God wants to do.
所以彼得不但明白了神永远的旨意。
So not only Peter understands the eternal will.
彼得也在他认识和跟随主的过程中，他亲身的经历，神使犹太人跟外邦人合为一。
And Peter even experienced in his own personal following Lord that Lord has combined the Jews and Gentiles.
圣灵充满犹太人，圣灵同时充满外邦人。
Holy Spirit filled into Jews, but also filled the Gentiles.
那个灵工的经历就这样开始。
The spiritual house experience started.
今天我们也需要主把我们带到这个灵工的经历的时机。
Today we need Lord to bring us into this experience of spiritual house.
也就是说，不管我们有多少人在一起聚集，应该圣灵就通通充满我们。
And therefore, it means that no matter what number of people is gathering here, the Holy Spirit should fill this house.
这需要主的怜悯。
This needs Lord's guidance.
需要我们的愿意。
And also need our willingness.
那这个在这个彼得前书呢，就告诉我们一些注意的重点。
Book of First Peter told us the important point.
第一章二十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，这个心是魂，洁净了魂，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Verse 22. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart, and this heart also means soul.
灵工的经历也是弟兄相爱的经历。
The experience of spiritual health is also the experience of brothers loving one another.
不是弟兄相爱的口号，是弟兄相爱的实际。
It's not a slogan to love one another, but a practical practice to love one another.
我们可以不断的喊口号，却没有实际，那就不是灵，就不会进入灵工的实际。
We can have a lot of slogans, but there is no practical love, then we cannot enter into the spiritual house.
但是要有灵工的实际，就必须有弟兄相爱的实际。
And to have this practical spiritual house, we have to have true love for one another.
那他这里说。这有弟兄相爱呢，这个人需要预备的。
And here it mentioned that if we want to love each other, we have to be prepared.
就是顺服神的真理，这个魂得的洁净。
That is to obey the truth so that your soul can be purified.
就是我们的魂不再是有旧造的那些的苦毒败坏，那些在毁坏自己毁坏别人的东西。
And therefore our soul would no longer have those evil besides hypocrisy and envy.
所以甚至是爱弟兄没有虚假。
So that the true love is a true love.
所以爱弟兄没有别的动机的。
That besides loving there is no other purpose.
有很多爱后头是有强制力的。
There are a lot of love with purpose.
所以有很多的爱就是因为我爱你，所以你必须听我。
And a lot of people reveal their love, and so that they say, because I love you, you have to listen to me.
因为我爱你，所以你必须受我控制。
And because I love you, you have to obey me.
不是。
No, that's not.
这也是向神的爱能给出去。
This is the love, like God's love, that we spread out.
这里很奇妙，他用从弟兄的爱进到对神的爱的认识和经历。
And this is that they reveal the brotherhood love and bring us into the God's love.
那中文的翻译就是说，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
And in the it says that so you have to have sincere love.
但是原文是说，要从清洁的心里面来彼此相爱。
And in the original text, it mentioned that you have to have a purified heart to love.
所以这个相爱呢？背后有一个实际，一个属灵的实际是清洁的心。
So behind this love one another, there is a spiritual meaning of reviewing the purified heart.
圣经讲到清洁的心，有这样清洁的心人有什么特别
？And the Bible mentioned about the purified heart. What is the characteristics?
在马太福音第五章告诉我们说，清洁的心、清心的人必得见神。
And in the book of Matthew, it mentioned.About the chapter 5, it mentioned about the one who has purified heart can see God.
所以当弟兄姊妹在一起相聚，而这些弟兄姊妹都是清洁的心，我们遇见谁？
So when brothers and sisters who all have this purified heart gather together, and what we will see?
我们不单是看到我们肉眼看到的弟兄姊妹，我们会见到神。
Not only we can see the brotherhood in flesh, but also see God.
如果我们缺少清洁的心，恐怕我们只能见到人，没有办法见到神。
If we don't have this purified heart, we may only see person, but not God.
所以清心的人必得见神。
So the purified people with a purified heart can see God.
在那个应该是提摩太书里面提到说，命令的总归就是爱。
And in the book of Timothy, it mentioned about that the end of the command is love.
而且呢，这个爱是什么？是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心。
And where does this love come from? It comes from a unfilthy heart and a
good conscience, unfeigned faith, pure heart.
A pure heart of a good conscience and a safe and unfeigned.
所以要进入爱，要有无愧的良心、无伪的信心和这个清洁的良心、清洁的心。
So to enter into this love, we have to have pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith.
所以这里彼得他特别提醒着我们，进入弟兄相爱，要用清洁的心来进入弟兄。
And therefore, Peter reminded us that into the brotherhood love, we have to have this pure heart.
所以这个清洁的心使得我们能够过信心的生活。
And this pure heart brings us into the faithful living.
啊，你在神面前心是清洁的，你进入信心生活的就变非常的自然，而且不会勉强。
And when you have this pure heart, you enter into the God's lifestyle. It would not be difficult.
而且很奇妙的，保罗也呼应这个彼得的话。
And miraculously, Paul also have similar teaching.
在提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
In the Second Timothy, verse chapter two.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on Lord out of a pure heart.
所以这里不光提醒我们，我们要有清洁的心来跟弟兄姊妹相爱。
Not only to remind us that we need pure hearts to love one another with brotherhood.
我们也需要在主面前靠着主恩典寻找清心的人。
But we also need God's mercy with our pure heart to continue to seek others with pure heart.
寻找清心的人去做什么？
To seek others with pure heart to do what?
这些人不但是清心，而且是常常在神面前祷告的。
Not only they have pure heart, but they also pray to God all the time.
一同来追求公义，神的义。
To pursue righteousness of God.
信心。
Faith.
一同在清洁的心里面。活在信心的实际里
together with this pure heart to live in the faith
一同在清洁的心里面进入神的爱
together with this pure heart live in the love of God
以前一同在清洁的心里面来把神的平安带到我们所到的地方
together with this pure heart that will bring God's peace into the place that we are living in
所以这样的弟兄姊妹在一起是丰富的遇见神自己
So when brothers and sisters like this get it together, they can meet God abundantly.
不但遇见神自己，而且是被神能够大大的建造。
Not only to meet God abundantly, but it can also be used by God.
所以彼得提醒我们
So Peter reminded us.
我们既然魂得的洁净
That since our soul is purified.
我们爱弟兄没有虚假。
Our love to the brothers are real.
啊，神给我们爱，神不是用绳子绑住我们。
Lord give us love, but not bounding us.
常常神的爱临到我们，我们对神是让神很伤心的。
A lot of time God gave us His love, but we hurt Him.
但是主他的爱充满我们。
Lord's love filled with us.
要叫我们用这样的爱来彼此。在弟兄姊妹当中建造
so that we can apply that same love to other brothers and sisters
所以这是很宝贵的
this is precious
啊，如果聚集当中充满了那个神的显现和同在
if in our gathering that we have Lord appear
你要叫人不爱主都不可能
it's impossible to not letting people to love the Lord
你也不需要鼓励人奉献
and you do not need offering
因为有主的同在，就有主的引导。
Because with Lord appearance, there is Lord guidance.
你很多事情甚至你不需要用人的安排，圣灵都在那调度。
Even when men do not need to arrange anything, but Lord will have the spiritual guidance.
今天我们需要广告再广告，安排再安排，那表示神在我们身上没有声音，是我们需要用人的声音在那里做工。
If we need to do a lot of advertising and another human arrangement, then that means Lord is not working among us.
当然我不是意思说不可以安排。
I'm not saying that we should not make any arrangement.
但是我们希望在这些安排当中遇见神。
But we hope that in all these arrangements that we can meet the Lord.
希望被安排的人也听见神的声音。
And hope that the one being arranged can hear the Lord.
在那里寻求怎样安排的人，必须要遇见主。
The one who is arranging can also meet the God.
在那里寻求怎样安排的人，需要得到主第一手的带领。
And the one who is arranging can receive the first-hand guidance from God.
被安排的人也需要主有印证啊。
And the one who were being arranged should also need some sign.
为什么
？Why？
你一生有多少的力量
how much energy you have?
你一生有多少的时间、啊、
How many time you have in your life?
如果你被安排是这样但主叫你是那样
If you are being arranged like this, but you were taught the other way,
那你需要是哪一个有价值的
Then you have to evaluate which one is more precious.
当然如果没有主的声音你就只有一个声音
Of course, if there is no voice from God, then you only hear one voice.
但如果有主的声音又有人的声音你要顺服谁呢
But if you are hearing both God's voice and human's voice, then which one you have to obey?
清心的人才能遇见神。
The one with pure heart can meet Lord.
在清心当中彼此相爱。
And only in pure heart you can love one another.
圣灵在我们当中的运行就超乎想象的丰富。
Holy Spirit will then function among us and give us the unimaginable result.
人里面所得到的激励和建造是超乎想象的真实。
The encouragement and the establishment can be supersede what we imagine.
彼得在讲灵工的时候，并不是停留在时间当中。
When Peter mentioned about spiritual house, he did not stop in that time.
如果我们今天所做的，如果我们离开这个世界，神一点都不纪念的，也是不做，跟不做没什么两样。
If what we did now on earth, and when we left this earth, Lord did not remember anything that we did, then why should we do it?
今天神要在我们身上做工，使得我们在新天新地、新耶路撒里面、新耶路撒冷里面是有份的。
God today wants to work on us so that whatever we did will be remembered in this new heaven and earth and in this new Jerusalem.
不但是有份的，是有价值的。
Not only to be able to partake in it, but also being valuable.
所以这是宝贵的。
So this is precious.
很奇妙啊。
And miraculously.
在中文翻译这个新耶路撒冷的材料是金金，还有这个什么这个都就是金金啊，这些宝石啊，其实那个金金那个就是清洁的心，那个清洁。
In the Chinese translation, this Jerusalem is being made with pure gold or pure gems, and all these pure actually refer to this pure heart.
所以这个是很奇妙的事情。
This is miracle.
我无意中发现，这是用同一个字来形容。
I found this out that they were using the same word.
所以今天做个清心的人是重要的事情。
So this is important to be a pure heart person.
如果在神面前是个清心的人，你就不会失去了跟随主的方向。
If you are a pure heart, then you would not be lost in following Lord.
不但不失去跟随主的方向，你也不失去主在你身上借着你要带给弟兄姊妹的祝福。
Not only you will not be lost, but Lord will continuously to use you to help other brothers and sisters.
许多时候我们没有主的带领，但是我们确实希望成为弟兄姊妹的帮助，就非常的困难。
A lot of time we do not have the guidance of the Lord, but we want to be the leader of brothers and sisters.
所以灵工的建造在一批清心的人身上成为实际。
So whether the spiritual house can be built is depend on whether we have the pure heart.
而他们之间把神的爱显明出来。
And whether among brothers and sisters can reveal this heart, this love of God.
这需要主帮助。
We need God's help.
第二个。
Second.
灵工的这个建造是这些被建造的人是把神的话从客观的话能够变成主观的话的经历。
Secondly, to build this spiritual house is to turn God's subjective word into objective word.
而这当中就是基督的生命在被建造人能够成为实际。
And this is the practical life of Jesus Christ coming into place.
我们读一下这个圣经第二十三节第一章二十三节，你们蒙的重生不是由于人坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。这个道就是 Logos 客观的话，或者是有系统的话。
Verse 23, For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. And this word refers to the
Logos.The word.
It's the word of God.
第二十四节，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容就像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Verse 24, For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
这里二十五节的这个道，两个字的道都是 rhema 那个道。rhema 就是神，是也是 word， 但是它是 rhema 那个字。
And on verse 25, it had two times a mentioned word, and it also means rhema.
所以这就讲生命了。
It referred to life.
所以我在读这里的时候，我问我自己一个问题。
I asked myself when I was reading this verse.
我愿意把这个问题给弟兄姊妹你参考。
And I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
想想看。
Think about this.
告诉你自己就好，不需要告诉我。
Tell yourself the answer.
从你信主的第一天到现在。
From the day you start to believe in Christ till now.
有多少主的话，我不想你背多少话，我有多少主的话是住在你的身上。
How many Lord's word has lived into your heart? Not how many verses you remember.
这里讲的这个话呢，它是活的。
So this word is living.
而且住在你身上。
And it lives in you.
是对你有特别的影响。
And it has special effect to you.
因为这样的话，它就是要从 Logos 变成 Rhema。
And this word is changing from Logos to Rhema.
所以这是我们需要面对的问题。
This is what we have to encounter.
那彼得讲这个话的时候，就是说我们呢本来是必朽坏的，必死的。
And here Peter referred to us as perishable.
但是因为神把不朽坏的话给我们。
But because Lord has given us the imperishable word.
住在我们身上。
Live in us.
那个话语的复活的权柄在我们身上。
The resurrection authority is in us.
使得那个永恒的生命在我们身上是真实的。
So that this eternal life become real in us.
这是一个很需要思考的问题。
This is something you have to think of.
啊，我觉得彼得他在提这个话的对我是这样的提醒。
And when I read this word of Peter, this is what reminded me.
我可以记得很多的话。
I can remember a lot of verses.
我也告诉别人很多的话。
And I told people a lot of verses.
但这些话对我有多少影响力呢？
But how effective are these verses to me?
如果毫无影响力。
If it has no effect.
其实我跟不记得的也是没什么两样。
Then it has no difference as if I did not remember those verses.
你记不记得那个玛利亚，就是主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Do you remember Maria, the mother of Jesus?
玛利亚，她有一天突然天使向她显现。
Maria, one day the angel revealed to her.
然后呢，天使说：“蒙大恩的女子，哎呀，主与你同在了。
”And the angel speak to her and saying, "The blessed is this girl that Lord is with you."
她吓一跳，哎呦。
She was scared.
怎么回事啊？主与我同在。
And she was scared. What happened?
然后呢，天使就说，神他所应许的，就是简单讲的，就童女要怀孕生子这件事情要在你身上成就。
And the angel told her that what God had promised, a virgin will carry a baby, is going to happen to you.
我相信童女怀孕生子在玛利亚那是肯定不是第一次听到。
I believe what Maria had heard of this virgin carry baby many, many times.
但是我不晓得他知道这样的话的时候，他在主面前什么态度
？But I don't know what type of attitude she had, knowing this.
但是没有想到，突然有一天，天使在他面前说：“这个话要成就在你身上。
”But all of a sudden, one day the angel said that may it be on you.
玛利亚什么态度
？And what was her response?
我是主的使女，照着你的应许成就吧。
Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be." To me, as you have said.
圣经记载用那个话是 Rhema 的话。
And the Bible refers the word as Rhema.
所以这提醒我们。
So this reminded us.
我们读圣经再读。
We keep reading the Bible.
有多少的话是叫我们认识到这是 Logos 已经住在我身上。
How many times that we will recognize that this Logos has started to live in us?
有多少的话，主不但把它启示在我的心里面，住在我的身上，然后带我进入生命的经历去应验这个话。
How many times that Lord has allowed this word to live in us and let it live out of His word?
所以那个 Logos 到 Rhema 其实就是应验了。
So from Logos to Rhema, this is actually your will.
所以我们需要问主。
So we have to ask Lord.
问我自己。
Ask ourselves.
多少主的话，我经历到那个应验。
How many times that we had experienced Lord's word that came into real?
不是我知识上听说那个应验。
Not just a thought in my knowledge.
这所以这是要叫我们从必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
It is to bring us from perishable into imperishable.
彼得是亲身经历这些。
Peter had experienced all this.
啊，所以这所以他告诉我们，要进入灵宫的实际，神的话要从 logos 变成 rhema。
And therefore he told us that to be entering the spiritual house, the word has to change from locus to rhema.
神的话不是记在头脑里头。
Lord's word do not stay in your mind.
神的话不是用来教别人。
And Lord's word is not for you to teach others.
神现在让我们知道神的话，是让神的话在我们身上有落脚之处。
Lord allow us to know his word so that this word can grow root in us.
我这个心是不是好土？
Is my heart a good soil?
神的话进到我里面，是存在，是在那里生根成长呢，还是进去了之后就不见？
Is God's word, are we allowing God's word to grow root and grow in our heart or let it wither?
所以灵工的经历就是神话语更丰富的经历。
So to experience the spiritual house is to experiencing God's word.
所以神的话不是用来告诉别人什么，是把我们从没有变成有的。
God's word is not to tell other people, but to change us from nothing to something.
神要借着他的话在我们身上做死无变为有的工作。
Lord is going to use his word to change us from death to life.
No. 从没有，从 nothing 变成。
To change us from nothing to something.
也要做死而复活的工作。
And also to do the resurrection work.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is a precious point to us.
所以如果我们在信主的过程中，那么有一些的话在我们生命中产生一生的控制力，你知道那个话在你身上成为实际了。
So as we continue to be Christians, when there is Lord's word that grow in your heart and start changing you, then you know this is Lord's word.
当我思想我自己的时候，
when I'm thinking about myself,
第一个对我有影响的话，
the first word that changed me,
他是至高者，
that is the highest one,
他是那唯一的掌权者，
he is the only one in charge.
这是对我有影响。
This is the word that changed me.
怎么个影响法呢？
How it changed me.
我本来都是自己计划的。
I was the one that always planned for myself.
我不但自己计划，而且我还帮别人计划。
Not only I plan for myself, I also make plan for others.
结果我发现，我要把我的计划放在他面前。
Then I find out that I have to put my plan in front of him.
如果不是我的计划，不是他计划的，我就放下来。
If my plan is not what Lord planned, then I'll put it down.
我本来都是，我的思想是不停的转转转转转，你知道。
My thought never stop.
怎么个转法呢
？How I never stop.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有经历
？I don't know brothers and sisters have the same.
想越多的人，越会思考的人，忧虑越多。
The one who had more thought has more worrying.
我就是那种人。
I am the type.
我二十多岁，我已经想到六十岁了。
20-some-year-old, I already planned for my 60-some-year-old.
所以我一个朋友，他跟我谈他，哎呀，你怎么不像二十岁的人啊？
So a friend was talking to me, and then he started commenting me that, hey, you don't look like a 20-some-year-old person.
那我就问他说，那你看我像几岁呢？
So I said, how old do you think I sound like?
他那时候已经三十几岁。
And he was around 30-some-year-old.
他拿一个 PhD 在大学教书。
And he is already teaching in college.
你想的比我还多，你超过三十几岁。
You have more thought than I do, so you are over 30-some-year-old.
不但是这样，我想的很多，我忧虑很多。
I think too much and I worry too much.
不但我忧虑很多，我也把忧虑带给跟我接触的人。
Not only I worry too much, but I spread this worry to people who are around me.
为什么想那么多？
Why I should think that much?
怕失败啊。
Because I'm afraid of failure.
怕跟不上啊。
I'm afraid of not catching up.
怕没有抓到好机会啊。
I'm afraid of losing opportunities.
怕很多很多啊。
I am afraid of many things.
所以什么都在想。
So I think of everything.
头脑一直转转转转转。
My thoughts never stop.
有一天我终于知道了。
One day I realized.
有一个至高的主宰。
There is this highest God.
你想再多都跟不上他。
No matter how much you think, you cannot pass him.
如果有他的带领，
if there is guidance from him,
你没有想到的，他都帮你想好了。
Whatever that you did not think of, he would have already planned for you.
你知道我祷告的经验是怎么个经历法吗？
You know what is my praying experience?
我最早期的祷告是我已经想好了。
In the beginning, what I have planned and thought.
一二三四五。
I planned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
第一个方案。
First is this.
第二个方案。
Second is this.
第三个方案。
And third is that.
然后想好了。
And I thought of everything.
主耶稣，这里有三个方案，你选一个吧。
And I prayed to God, Jesus Christ, I have all these three methods. Which one you want me to pick?
结果呢，我就发现，常常主不选。
And a lot of time, Lord did not choose any of mine.
他一个也不选。
He did not choose any one of those mine.
他提升我。
He raised me up.
他远超过我的思想。
Surpassed my thought.
所以。甚至到一个地步呢，他常常让我经历那些很意想不到的情况。
To a point that he always let me experience something that I have never thought of.
发现什么白想的。
And then what I realize is what I spend time on thinking is in vain.
花那么多精神，花那么多力气，都是白花的。
All those energy and thought that I spent on are useless.
所以这是我最早期的祷告。
This is my beginning praying experience.
但后来发现，其实这样子是很苦啊。
And later on, I find out that this is very bitterness.
所以呢，慢慢想，主既然是全能全知的神，那我就应该放心吧，放心跟他吧。
Eventually, I realized that since God is omniscient and omnipotent, then I should take heart and let Him plan for me.
不要那么紧张了。
Don't be worried.
就到他面前。
Just go to him.
我就换过来，我当小孩子。
Then I turn around being a child.
你来教我吧。
Please teach me.
我看不懂，你教我。
I don't understand. Please teach me.
我不知道该怎么做，你带领我。
I don't know what to do. Please guide me.
哎呀，这种日子好多了。
And that makes me much better.
而且再经历呢，哎呀，发现神什么？神是先知先觉的神。
And then later on, I even realized that Lord foretell and foreknow everything.
所以呢，当我们来到他面前的时候，
So when we come before him,
当我的心是清洁的时候，
When I have a pure heart,
他可以先告诉我说，你要准备这个，你要准备这个，
He can,
你要准备这个。
He can foretell me to prepare this, this and that.
我甚至在我知道要准备这个，但我不知道为什么要准备这个。
And at the point that I know he told me to prepare this, but I don't know the purpose.
但是呢，他就告诉我准备，好，那我就乖乖的准备。
But I obey and I prepare what he told me to.
他又说又准备一个，我又再准备一个。
He told me to prepare another one and I do it.
他又再准备，我就再准备。
And he said to prepare more and I did it.
我曾经在几个月当中，主暗中告诉我，我准备了100多种东西。
And in a few months' time, that Lord had asked me to prepare almost over 100 things.
到那几个月过后之后，突然事情一发生。
After a few months, something happened.
我突然明白了。
And then I realized.
哦，原来这么几个月准备的就是为现在。
So all this preparation in those few months, we're preparing for this.
我不需要计划。
I don't know.What happened?
我不需要忧虑。
I don't need to worry.
我需要什么？
What I need?
我需要他告诉我该做什么。
I need him to tell me what to do.
哎呀，我碰到那个情况的时候，我心里充满了敬拜。
In that circumstances, I had all the praises to him, to the Lord.
我怎么能想到这几个月之后要发生这些情况？
How can I thought of this is going to happen after a few months?
但是主告诉我，准备，再准备，再准备。
But the Lord keep telling me to prepare and prepare and prepare.
所以你要知道说，如果主的话在你身上成为实际。
So if you have to know that if Lord's word become practical in your life,
它的影响可能不是只是一个时间点的。
His influence is not just at that point.
它是持续在那里工作的。
But it continuously to work.
所以我们需要问一下。
Then we have to ask.
读了那么久的圣经。
After we read the Bible so long.
读了好几遍的圣经。
So many times.
有几句话。
How many words?
是住在我里面。
Is living in us.
对我有生命的影响力。
That it has influence to my life.
是让我真正认识神自己。
That I can truly know God.
让我真正的知道怎么跟随他。
That I can truly know how to follow Him.
让我真的知道神有 Logos 的话，也有 Rhema 的话。
So that I can truly understand there is word in Logos and word of Rhema.
神的话从旧约到新约要应验。
Lord's word from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament are going to take place.
神的话要应验在耶稣基督的身上。
Lord's word take place in Jesus Christ.
神的话有没有要应验在我身上的？
And his Lord's word is going to take place in you.
有没有？
Will it?
需要问的。
We have to ask.
你知道，因为这里讲说，所传给你们的就是这道。
Because it over here it says that this is the word that was preached to you.
Rhema.
The Rhema word.
彼得经历到这个实际。
Peter experienced the practical experience.
第三个方面。
And the third aspect.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
第三节哈，那英文的翻译是 The Lord is good.
The third verse, the English translation say Lord is good.
主是美善的。
Lord is good.
你有没有把握主是美善的？
Did you grab and understand that Lord is good?
你在你的经历当中。让你主是美善有多少的实际？
Have it become practical to you that you had experienced Lord is good?
他当然说，第三节是中文的翻译，就是说，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。这是讲的，就是前三节、前两节发生的，你就会有这样的现象。
And in Chinese translation, it says that if you have tasted the Lord is good, then you would have.Done verse 1 and verse 2.
严格说来哈，一个人爱主不需要别人鼓励的。
And therefore, seriously talking that if one loves the Lord, it doesn't need to be encouraged by anyone else.
为什么？
Why?
主是美善的。
Because Lord is good.
他遇见这个美善的主。
When he met this good Lord.
叫他不跟他都要跟呢。
And how can he reject it not to follow him?
对不对？你在那个格拉森有一个被鬼附的那个住在坟墓的一个人。
Remember there is a person who was possessed by devil and lived in grave.
他不晓得在那里住多久的。
Not knowing how long he had been living there.
没有人敢靠近他。
No one wanted to get near him.
拿石头打自己，然后这个搞得自己不成人样。
He hurt himself with stone and become non-human like.
有一天主。到他那里
One day the Lord came to him and saved him.
他想说他要跟随主。
And what did he say? He went to follow the Lord.
他说主你到哪里去我都要跟你去。
And he said, Lord, wherever you go, I'll follow you.
他里面知道主的美善。
Inside him, he tasted Lord is good.
所以今天如果我们在跟随主上没有动力。
So today, if we have no motivation to follow Lord,
我们缺少跟随主的动力。
We have no motivation at all.
那有可能的原因就是主的美善我们的体验认识不够。
Then maybe we have not enough tasted or experienced the goodness of Lord.
主是美善的，但是我对主的美善呢，并没有多少认识。
Lord is good, but I don't understand or acknowledge His goodness.
甚至我们觉得人比主还美。
And even we might think that some people are better than Lord.
为什么人可以跟随人而不跟随主？
Why human follow human but not follow the Lord?
为什么人在人的心中的地位比主的地位更大？
Why man's position has higher status than the Lord's status?
主是美善。
Lord is good.
在这个人身上不实际。
And this person's life is not practical yet.
主是美善，在这个人如果是实际，
Lord is good if it's practical.
任何人都不能打他。
Nobody can reject it.
我认识一个弟兄，他的同学。
I know a brother who has a classmate.
他出去读书的时候，他爸爸跟他讲说，什么都可以做，就是不能信耶稣。
And this classmate, told us that his father commanded him, when you go outside to study overseas to study, you can do anything but not believe in Jesus.
他记得了。
He remembered.
他也没有想要信耶稣。
He never thought of believing in Christ.
可是不晓得为什么主耶稣就派安排很多可以帮助他认识主的人。
But miraculously, Lord has sent a lot of Christians around him.
结果离开家一段时间呢，放暑假的时候他已经信耶稣了。
So not long after he left home, in the summer vacation, he already become a Christian.
不敢回家。
He dared not to go home.
为什么不敢回家
？Why?
这下回会死人的。
If I went home, I would die.
因为他们家很严格的。
Because they are very strict.
你违反了家法，那就是家法拿出来刑罚。
You disobey the parent command, then you will be punished.
学生放假了，不敢回家。
A student on vacation, do not dare to go home.
就跑到我认识的那个弟兄家去。
And went to this brother that I know.
足足住了一个礼拜。
And lived there for a week.
祷告再祷告。
Pray and pray.
从主那里支取能力恩典。
To receive the mercy and power and strength.
一个礼拜之后。
After a week.
他里面有把握。
He has assurance.
他就回家。
He went home.
回家第一件事情。
First thing after he got home.
自己去拿家法。
He went to get the house rules.
就是拿棍子了。
That is the rod.
然后到他爸爸面前。
Went to his father.
衣服脱掉。
Take off his clothes.
跪在他爸面前。
Kneel down before his father.
父亲，我做了一件你叫我不要做的事。
Father, I did something that you told me not to do.
不能改变。
And it cannot be changed.
但是我愿意接受你加法的事。
But I'm willing to receive your punishment.
所以呢，你做什么啊？
So what do you do?
信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus Christ.
你告诉我不能信耶稣。
You told me that's the only thing I cannot do.
但是我就是信了。
But I did believe.
而且我也不能说不信。
And I cannot reject it.
我接受。
I received it.
我接受你说的。
I know what you said.
我这个信了之后有什么结果？你就决定吧。
What type of ending and result from me believing in Jesus? It's up to you.
他就跪在他爸爸面前，背向他爸爸。
And he knelt before his father and gave his father the back.
他爸爸拿着那个棍子，打很久。
Father hold up the rod and beat him for a long time, but couldn't get down.
最后就算了吧。
And let it go.
这是什么？尝了主恩的滋味。
Why he's willing to face this is because he already tasted God is good.
尝了主恩的滋味，即使有刑罚，还是承认主。
Tasted God gracious that he's willing to face punishment.
哦，这里讲的还不止这样。
Not only this.
这因为尝主恩的滋味，爱慕怜悯。
Because tasted Lord is good that you will crave pure spiritual milk.
爱慕属灵的事物。
And crave spiritual things.
这里尝的主恩之味，什么？是我们脱去了恶毒， 假善、嫉妒、毁谤。
After tasted Lord gracious, that you will get rid of all your malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander.
我们现在是不是嘴里还说那些这一类的话？
Do we still have these type of deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slanders next to our mouth?
哎呀，过去我这个年初的时候，我去一趟台湾。
In the beginning of the year, I went to Taiwan.
我跟我一个高中同学见面。
I met my high school friend.
他是我很好的朋友。
He was my best friend.
过去给我很多的帮助。
He gave me a lot of helps.
我可以说一生没有办法忘记他。
I could never forget him.
他是真是很好的朋友。
He is my best friend.
唯一就是他没信耶稣。
And the only thing is that he's still not a Christian.
哇，我就跟他在一起没有多长的时间。
I was with him not too long.
一句脏话再加一句脏话，一句脏话又再加一句脏话。
He has continuously malice word.
这就是什么？里面充满了那些黑暗的东西。
And what is that? Is in him there are so much darkness.
我以前也这样。
I was same like him before.
但现在不说了。
But now I stopped talking like that.
现在脱离了。
I was away from those.
那脱离了，现在爱慕什么呢？
And I love Lord's word.
所以再问一个问题。
So ask another question.
你有没有因为信主的之后
？After you become Christian.
你有没有因为主的启示
？And because of Lord's revelation.
你有没有因为主的话
？And because of Lord's word.
你有没有因为主在你可以预见的范围中的特别的工作
？And have you worked in the special circumstances that Lord put you in?
让你知道。人生的方向在哪里
？So that I know where is my goal.
让你不再是吃喝等死。
So that you are not just eat, drink, and wait for dying.
我们都会死。
We all will die.
但我们不需要吃喝等死。
But we do not. We should not eat, drink, and wait for dying.
现在有什么是爱慕的
？And what shall you envy?
他说。爱慕纯净的灵奶
，that you should crave pure spiritual milk，
没有掺杂的
，nothing mixed。
我们是很容易掺杂的人
，we can get mixed up。
但我们真的是爱慕纯净的灵奶吗
？But if we truly crave pure spiritual milk，
啊，如果你爱慕纯净灵奶，会产生什么结果
？And what is the result after you craving for pure spiritual milk？
就会生命长大
，then your life will grow。
所以你要爱慕生命长大，你就爱慕纯净的灵奶。
So if you want your life to grow, you have to crave this pure spiritual milk.
要怎么个爱法呢
？And how should you crave for it?
我记得那个谭弟兄的那个女儿刚出生的时候，那个吃稍微慢一点，好像要命了，已经来不及了。
I remember seeing Brother Tan's little girl when she was born. They could not wait to have milk.
她就是要吃，我现在需要。
The baby wants the milk.
那前两天看那个于斌路的儿子。
And then if we look at Brother Yu's son.
他已经在吃了，然后呢，一抽出来，哎，他一马上叫，不行，还要。
And it's the bottle is already in his mouth, but once you take off the bottle, the baby still wants the bottle.
他已经在吃了。
He's already eating, drinking.
调整一下，不行了，我现在还要吃。
But the baby doesn't want to stop.
这是渴慕的那个态度。
This is the attitude of craving.
我们彼此问一下自己的心里面。
We should ask ourselves.
我们在主面前那个渴慕的态度有没有失去了
？Do we stop having this craving attitude in front of our Lord？
那渴慕的态度有没有熄火了
？This craving attitude did it stop？
如果真是不渴慕了
，If we stop craving for it，
很可能我们不长了。
Then we might stop growing.
我们可以懂很多的知识，但是不长大。
We can have a lot of knowledge, but not growing.
啊，不但是长大，还有什么？叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Not only growing, but in the salvation.
不但长大，而且见证救恩是极其丰富的。
Not only to grow up, but can testify that salvation is abundant.
他过去救我们
，He had saved us in the past。
现在救我们
，He save us now。
将来还要救我们
，In the future He will continuing to save us。
不是我们信耶稣那一天得救了 救恩的经历就已经够了。
Not we, our salvation did not stop and on the day that we accept Jesus.
他过去救我们,
he saved us in the past.
现在救我们,
he saved us now.
将来还要救我们,
and he will still save us in the future.
什么时候我们失去了渴慕的心?
When did we stop this craving heart?
虽然过去救我们,
even though in the past he saved us.
可能现在就没有救我们了,
and maybe now he cannot save us.
在以色列在犹大王里面有一个好像乌西亚吧。
In the kingdom of Judah, there is this king, Uzziah.
他年轻的时候多迫切地寻求主啊。
When he was young, he seeked the Lord with his heart.
当这个外国的军队，好像古时吧，外国的军队来攻打他的时候，
When they are under attack from the enemies,
他的军队大概有50万。
His army has about 500,000 people.
敌人的军队有100万。
But the enemy's army is 1,000,000.
这个实力相差悬殊。
This is a weak sign to him.
眼看着这下子不太有希望。
And he was seeing that this is being hopeless.
但是他好好的寻求耶和华。
But he seeked Jehovah.
结果耶和华就让他全胜。
And Jehovah gave him the victory.
但是等到他年纪大了,
but when he became older,
他那个渴慕的心没有了,
he lost that craving heart.
脚掌不知道什么脚有什么病,
his leg has this illness.
他居然都再没有寻求主,
he stopped seeking Lord.
结果他是悲悲惨惨的，就是因为那个脚病死了。
And at the end, because of this illness on his leg, he died.
救恩的经历在他身上停掉了。
The salvation experience stopped at him.
这都给我们一个很好的参考。
And this is all good references for us.
我们过去有经历。
We had experience in the past.
我们现在也许还有经历。
We might still have experience now.
但是你是不是能够持续的经历呢？
But can you continuously to experience the salvation?
你爱慕灵奶,
you have to crave for this pure spiritual milk.
你还爱慕吗?
Are you continuing to crave for it?
你还能受主的帮助吗?
Are you continuing to accept Lord's help?
你还能受主借着可以帮助我们呢,帮助我们吗?
Are you continuing to accept the brothers and sisters who sent by the Lord?
常常主不但愿意帮助我们, 主也常常借着可以帮助我们的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。
A lot of time, Lord wants to help us, and He also sent other brothers and sisters to help us.
所以不管是从 Logos 话变成 Rhema 的话，
So, no matter is from the Logos word to the Rhema's word，
或者是这里说要爱慕灵奶以至于能够成长。
Or over here that you have to crave this pure spiritual milk in order to grow.
这里讲的都不是个人的事情。
These are all not referred to individual.
这里讲的是团体的事情。
But as a collective group.
所以呢, 这特别跟聚集有关系。
So this is related to gathering.
所以如果我们蒙主的怜悯,
So if we have mercy from Lord,
能够跟倾心祷告主的圣徒常常在一起,
that we can be with other brothers and sisters with pure heart all the time,
神的话从客观的话变成主观的话, 要在我们身上有丰富的认识和经历。
And Lord's word will change from objective word to subjective for us.
神基督的生命要在我们身上逐渐地长大。
Christ's life is continuing to grow in us.
这里长大特别是关系教会是不是基督身体有基督身量的实际。
To grow up related to whether this Christ body has this measure.
这里还不是光指到个人的长大。
Not referring to individual growth.
因为讲灵工啊。
Because when you're talking about spiritual house,
讲的是团体啊。
It mentioned about the group.
讲的不是一个人啊。
Not individual.
所以如果每一个弟兄姊妹都是假设是20岁的,
So let's say all brothers and sisters each are 20 years old.
结果我这一个人呢进来了,我的身量呢只有2个月的。
And I came in as a 2-month old.
可能这20岁要重新评估我。
And then these 20 years old have to reevaluate.
可能要降到十岁以下。
And they might have to lower themselves to under 10.
这些弟兄姊妹要帮助这个只有两个月的。
So that these brothers and sisters can help the 2 years old, the 2 months old.
能够在比较短的机会时间里面能够长到二十岁的时间。
So that the 2 months old can grow quickly in a short period of time to match up the 20 years old.
所以如果我这个不爱慕灵来的。
So if you, I don't have that craving for the spiritual milk.
在我们当中呢我就成为迟延的那个。
And among us, then I become the one rejected.
如果我是非常爱慕灵来的。
If I crave for the spiritual milk.
本来我需要花二十年。
I should have spent 20 years.
两年不到就长到二十年。
But in 2 years, I can grow into 20 years.
所以这里是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is also precious to us.
我们需要主重新的光照我们一下。
That we need Lord to enlighten us.
我们在主面前渴慕的那个渴慕的心。
That our heart craving for Lord.
还在吗？
Is it still there?
你还真的渴慕主吗？
Are you still craving for our Lord?
你如果渴慕主。
If you crave for the Lord.
你就愿意受那些活在主面前的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。
Then you will be willing to accept those brothers and sisters who are living in the Lord to help you.
如果那个渴慕失去了。
If you lost that craving.
今天就是主耶稣站在我边我身边。
Even when Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ stand in front of you himself, you are going to reject him.
这是一个很现实的事情。
This is practical.
问一问自己。
Ask yourself,
你的渴慕还在不在？
Is that crave still there?
如果你的渴慕还在，
If that desire is still there,
那为什么你的渴慕不能让你跟得上主？
Then why is your desire could not allow you to grow up to follow Lord?
为什么你主给你的渴慕，为什么你的渴慕不能跟上主话语的那个度量？
Then why Lord gave you this craving? Doesn't match up to the higher measure.
需要问。
We have to ask.
问问主。
Ask the Lord.
问问我们自己。
Ask ourselves.
因为时间的缘故，我就停在这。
Because of time, I'm going to stop here.
下次我们有机会再交通。
And next time, we will have more fellowship.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all these words back to you.
求你宝血遮盖。
May your blood cover it.
求你。给我们回头的亮光
and gave us enlightenment
在我们生命中做人所不能做的工作
and work in our life that men hands cannot work
你是美善的
you are good
愿你的美善在我们里面激发强烈的渴慕
may your goodness encourage us
愿你的美善叫你的教会显出你的荣美出来
may your goodness call your church to reveal your beauty
谢谢你把彼得前书赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us the book of Peter.
求你吹气在这卷书上。
May you give your breath on this book.
叫我们能够从你的话能够得益处。
So that we can be benefited from your word.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
May you work on what man hand cannot.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.